You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer and host, here to bring you the planetary plans for this coming week. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are another big week. Fancy that, another big week. Gosh, we must all be so exhausted. What's going on this week is that Pluto is going to be going direct after backtracking in Capricorn since April. So we all definitely feel that somewhere in our lives because Pluto is, you know, oh my God, the last time I listened to my podcast, which I try and do just in case I have some sort of vocal tic I need to deal with or something, and I heard myself say, you know, so many times I thought my head was going to explode when I realized it. So now I've got to remain conscious of this so I can stop doing it. So just to remind me, I'm saying it out loud to you. Maybe you can remind me too. Stop saying you know, because of course you know? Oh my goodness. Okay, moving forward. I'm not going to say that anymore unless it's completely appropriate. So Pluto is going direct and Pluto has been backtracking since April, as I just said, and definitely puts we've been going forward or we've been looking back and things haven't been quite as intense or maybe we haven't been dealing with what we should be dealing with because Pluto is, you know, oh my God, I just did it. This is going to be difficult. Bear with me. So Pluto always takes stuff and pulls things out from the roots and it makes sure that we keep moving forward and that we understand the depths of things. And we understand too, you know, oh my God, this is going to be hard. Okay. So Pluto, it's the planet that makes us look back and see where things have come from. So we understand the dark depths of things. And when it's backtracking like it has been since April, the pressure is not on in the same kind of way that it may be now that Pluto's going direct because Pluto's purpose is for us to evolve and to grow and to fulfill our soul's mission on Earth. So the energy of Pluto, though it can be very jarring because it's very real and very serious, it's there to make sure that we go forward. So, you know, we do all have dark stuff in our charts that we're going to have to deal with, and some people much darker than others. Like imagine being Harvey Weinstein, for instance, like, or Bill Cosby. Like that's some dark Plutonian power shit that really got in today's days of Scorpio going through, or Jupiter going through Scorpio, where justice is being served for these dark acts. It's, you know, not a good time to have the dark side of Pluto heavy duty in your chart. It's much better to be stepped into your own power in a loving way for humanity's sake. Because then Pluto can actually, if you're doing it for the greater good and you have that like love in your heart and you understand that you're trying to make a difference for people in positive ways rather than manipulating and controlling and all those sorts of things, Pluto can be very supportive. So we are going through that right now. It goes direct on the Was it yesterday? I guess it goes direct on the 30th. So make sure that you're kind of conscious of what's going on around you right now, especially up until about Friday. You'll feel it because it's doing its turnaround. And we really feel it's kind of like the slow down pull before it's headed direct again. So just make sure that you're conscious that like you might feel bitchy, you might be emotional, you might be suddenly conscious of your true needs that you've just been suppressing. That's always a fun one. You're like, oh my God, I had no idea. So hopefully that's not happening. Hopefully you had an idea. Pluto does have a way of being conscious of what's about to go down before it goes down. So often people that have strong Scorpio or Pluto contacts in their chart will be processing, you know, the end of a relationship that they didn't expect to come, you know, 3 weeks before it actually hits. So it can make them feel crazy and then they realize, oh, they're not crazy, they're just psychic. So tapping into your own psychic skills, knowing that you kind of do have a real ability to have insight and foresight into everything that's going on around you is a good way to tap into the power of the Plutonian energy. We also have this week, gosh, there's actually like a lot going on, as there always is. We're going through some very tumultuous and fast-moving times. We are here on planet Earth. Tuesday, we have, on the 2nd of October, we have Mercury squaring Pluto, and the moon is in opposition to Pluto. It can be, I think that's a tricky day, and it's emotional because of the Cancer moon. So it could be a tricky day for you to communicate emotional content. It could be even stuff that you aren't really ready to deal with, but knew you had to deal with coming to the foreground, which is not so much fun because maybe you're not controlling that. It's almost better to, like, if you've been putting something off or like a relationship dynamic that you haven't dealt with properly, it's almost better to prepare yourself for dealing with it on Tuesday, because being a little, you know, ready for something relationship wise to come at you that's going to be deep and maybe difficult to deal with is, you know, to be prepared. So just that will be good. But, you know, when you do see, I used it there, but it's, that wasn't that bad, actually. Because I do want you to know, when you do deal with the energy of the blocks in your life directly, they have a way of transforming for everybody's greater good. And you end up like harvesting a lot of power back into your life that's just been dwindled away like an energy leak. You don't want to have any energy leaks. You need to be like a full sovereign being in full control of all of your energy. So be sure that you don't have these little niggling dynamics that aren't being dealt with. And Pluto squaring Mercury will likely make sure that you're sure, which is kind of great. We also have fair Venus going retrograde starting on the 5th. And Venus is our values, our love relationships, our, like, how we, you know, it's very much what we value, which of course is love, right? In our relationships and communicating with others. But it's also like money and belongings and things like that too. And it's going in to, or it's going retrograde. So it's turning around. And very likely when that happens, people from your past will come back. And it's often because something isn't dealt with, especially if they do come back, it's not dealt with, or maybe there's more of a relationship to continue forward with. That can happen too. But generally, there's a definite looking back and thinking about how things went or didn't go or how you want them to go. And it can be an opportunity to really heal things and lay the groundwork to go forward from an even like stronger position. It's tricky because it's going to be squaring Mars in Aquarius, which Venus is in Scorpio, Mars is in Aquarius. And Mars in Aquarius is like a wild card. So it's almost like a good dynamic or a good like kind of an example would be you've met a guy or maybe even you used to date a guy and then you started dating again and you really like each other, but he's got issues with commitment. This would be the Aquarius Mars. He just can't he just got out of something complicated and he wants to be free. So every time you even though you spend all your time together and you love hanging out and obviously it's a good match, every time you even begin to hint energetically you want a commitment, there's this like distance automatically created. This is very Aquarian because Aquarius doesn't want any sort of entanglement or anybody to rely on them. They want humanity to rely on them, but not actual human people that might want them to help move or something. It's that sort of, you know, if you're a true Aquarius, there's probably a very, you know, you like to keep your space around you. So that is the dynamic that could be going on for all of us in some way, somewhere in our lives, where perhaps we want to dive into something. Part of us wants to dive in, maybe it could even be in our own psyche. Part of us wants to dive into something, and then there's another part that is like, no, I need my personal freedom. But if you can take these two parts, the Venus and Scorpio being very passionate, even though not comfortable, because Venus doesn't like the passion of Scorpio, because it can be happy one minute and devastated the next minute and crying for no reason and then laughing inappropriately. Like Venus is a much more, it rules Libra. It likes balance and harmony and predictability. So it's not very comfortable in Scorpio. But it goes deep there. And we all need to go deep sometimes because we got to get our deep stuff sorted. And Pluto's moving forward in Capricorn. So there is the flavor of us getting our relationship sorted out. Another part of your character, the Aquarian area that we're dealing with Mars right now, might not want to have anything to do with this because it's, you know, oh, there it is. Because it's complicated. And complicated things are complicated. And that is just, Venus doesn't like complications. So there is a sort of an element this month, because Venus will be squaring Mars for a while, that makes things definitely have an edge. There's definitely an important, there's like probably going to be relationship dynamics that are stories to tell. So you'll have to like talk to your friends about what's going on and try and sort things out because it's complicated. There is a wonderful kind of underlaying energy of Libra because Libra is wanting there to be relationship. So we do put forth our efforts into relationships right now, which is good because it's easy to be self-involved and selfish and, you know, focused on your own stuff, but it's better for you to connect with others and have other people in your life and have people to have conversations with and go for dinner with and do it all, you know, maybe take the garbage out with, whatever it is that you need a partner for, Libra's there to help provide that. So you could meet someone very wonderful that's a very good match for you partner-wise this month too. And that even could be the complications of all these Pluto, Mercury, Scorpio things I'm talking about, because often when we meet someone who has potential, we will start to go through our shit super fast and it's not very comfortable, because then you're like, fear comes up, and what if I lose them, and what if it doesn't, like all of that is risen, and it makes it hard. So if you have all this, that going on, but then you have the Pluto energy to help you cope with it, so much progress can be made, and you can like move yourself into a whole new life, which is fabulous. So that is it for this week. Next week we have coming up the new moon, which is definitely going to be a lovely new moon because it's in Libra, the relationship sign, which we were just talking about. And then Mercury is going to be going into Scorpio too next week. So we'll talk about that later. But for now, just make sure that you are grounded because Pluto's a heavy energy moving in a different direction. Be grounded and aware and come from the heart and think of the greater good of all, and you should have it covered. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast.